Ah, yes. That is the music from Captain Blood, which is going to be screened on May 17th at the Pickwick Theater as part of the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. Matthew Hoffman, who's joined us many times, he's the programmer of the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater, and the final screening of the season is indeed going to be Captain Blood on May 17th. Very cool guests, very cool fun stuff going on that night. And you can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information and on our Facebook page as well. And we bring Matthew back. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Nick. Great to be back on.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. How did the Bond screening go?
The Bond screening went terrific. We did the 50th anniversary of Thunderball. We had over 500 people show up.
Wow.
And the DCP of that film, the restoration, looked absolutely gorgeous on the big screen.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I couldn't watch the film because I had to babysit a $50,000 movie prop in the lobby. But when I did run into the theater, I mean, it looked absolutely spectacular on
yeah.
the big screen.
That's very, very cool.
We had James Bond author Raymond Benson, who gave a terrific intro. And you could tell people were excited because they were in the lobby. They were meeting Raymond and Colin and trying to get pictures of the Vulcan bomber plane that we had. And now it was a lot of fun.
That's
and
really
thank
good.
Thank you for all your help.
No, of course, man. You know I love what you do there. Classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. Any chance that you can get to see these amazing classic movies on the big screen, beautifully projected in a beautiful auditorium like the Pickwick Theater, that's all good. It's all good. And the next one is your final screening of the season. It's Captain Blood on May 17th at 7:30. First of all, talk a little bit about the movie Captain Blood.
Well, Captain Blood, it's really the breakthrough role for Errol Flynn. He plays a physician who's convicted of treason against King James and basically becomes a pirate on the high seas. This was his first teaming with Olivia de Havilland. He would go on to make 8 films with her. I mean, it features a great cast, including Basil Rathbone. It's got a terrific musical score, Eric Wolfgang, Korngold. It's just a lot of fun. It's one of those swashbucklers that I grew up watching on Family Classics with Frasier Thomas.
Right.
Films like that and Mark of Zorro. I mean, they really made an impression on me.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to get a lot of kids to come out and check out Captain Blood.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these movies are absolutely terrific, and they're just as exciting as any of the kind of adventure movies that they're making today.
Yeah, and especially, well, of course, the big difference is you've got this charismatic star like Errol Flynn, and you know, he just seemed to fit in that time period. I mean, he was always cast in, you know, as a swashbuckler. But, I mean, you look at movies today, you've got these millennials and 20-somethings. They look like they're in 2016 placed in, you know, an earlier time.
Right.
Whereas Errol Flynn, he really seemed to actually fit
yeah.
that time period.
No question about it. Well, it is a wonderful movie, and it's going to be a beautiful projection. But you always have special stuff happening to make it more fun. You have guests. You have little things happening and prizes and usually very, very cool things. I just do want to mention it's only $10 to get in, $7 for seniors. You can get advance tickets for $8 or $6 for seniors, which is cheap and amazingly great to see a classic movie like Captain Blood on the big screen. But what are some of the extras? You've got some very special guests on May 17th.
We're going to have Errol Flynn's daughter, his younger daughter, Rory Flynn. Errol Flynn's second wife, Nora Eddington. He had 2 daughters, Rory and Deirdre. And Rory is going to be joining us in person. We're also going to have Taryn Power, Tyrone Power's younger daughter. Actually, Taryn is a good friend of Rory, and they're going to be both at the theater at the same time. Obviously, there's no connection of Tyrone Power and Captain Blood, but
right.
for those who missed our Tyrone Power centennial a couple of years ago, this will be an opportunity to actually meet Taryn and talk about her father. And
that's got to be interesting to have 2 daughters of 2, you know, matinee idols.
Exactly.
Together. That's great.
You know, and the funny thing is, both their fathers starred together in a film, The Sun Also Rises. It's an interesting film, obviously based on the Ernest Hemingway novel. It's interesting, but it's not really a great film.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good performances in there. Earl Flynn is terrific, and so is Tyrone. So that would have been an interesting film to show, but Captain Blood would be a great way to
yeah,
end the season.
Absolutely, I agree. And Rory is also going to be signing her book, correct?
Yeah, she did a memoir on her father. It's called The Baron of Mulholland, and it kind of paints another picture of Earl that people might not be familiar with. You know, you see a lot of his humor, his writing. She includes a lot of his handwritten letters to his wife, Nora Eddington, his love of animals, his love as a father. I mean, it's a whole side of Earl Flynn that people might not be familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're more probably used to hearing, you know, the headlines that he made at
sure.
the time. You know,
he was, yeah.
you know, a heavy drinker and
right.
and all that. But I think it'll be interesting for people to see this other side. And, you know, we're not just going to be honoring Earl Flynn, but also Olivia de Havilland. I believe Rory has a letter from Olivia de Havilland that she's going to be reading. And, of course, Olivia de Havilland turns 100 in July. So
wow.
That's another reason why I wanted to show Captain Blood, because I wanted to have something with, you know, her in it as well. And, you know, besides that, Jay Warren is back. He's going to be performing prelude music beginning at 7 o'clock. And we're also going to have, we had so much fun doing it last time, we're going to have another raffle. This time it's a Captain Blood treasure chest that we're giving away, filled with different Earl Flynn items, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great. And again, that's May 17th at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. You can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. $10, $7 for seniors. If you get advance tickets, it's $8, $6 for seniors, and it's going to be great. Rory Flynn is going to be there. Taryn Power is going to be there. Jay Warren will be playing music, and there's going to be a centennial tribute to Olivia de Havilland as well. So that's going to be a really, really great night. And it's the final screening of the season. The season has gone by fast, Matthew.
Yeah, you know, we've had 9 big shows this season. I mean, it's just great. I mean, we've been getting, you know, about 500 people a show. And, you know, we covered, you know, films like Citizen Kane to Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know? And it was a lot of fun.
Now, let's talk about the comedy teams that's continuing at the library. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, this spring I'm doing a series called Legends of Laughter 2, where I'm profiling all the great comedy teams. And we've got 3 big shows left. Starting May 12th, I'm showing Way Out West with Laurel and Hardy. May 19th, your favorite, Martin and Lewis,
yep.
at Artists and Models.
So
and
good.
And then we wrap everything up on May 26th with Road to Morocco with Hope and Crosby. And the library series is free. There's no registration, and we usually show shorts and stuff before 7 o'clock. And I go in a little bit more detail at the library about, you know, the film's production. I give, you know, a longer intro than what I do at the Pickwick Theater.
Right. And again, that's free.
That's
and the last 3 movies that you're showing are just great. Those are great examples of comedy duos doing their thing. And particularly, if people have not seen Artists and Models, it's such a great movie. Frank Tashlin directed it. It is Martin and Lewis at their cinematic height, it's a tremendous movie. And to get a chance to see it, and to have somebody educated speak about it and talk about the background of it and everything is so much fun. And again, it's free.
Yeah, and that film looks so beautiful in Technicolor. You know.
Oh.
I saw that, I think, for the first time at Columbia College. Scott Marks played it for us.
Of course he did.
Yeah. It's just
cinema, well, I mean, you know, Tashlin's movies were, you know, I mean, you know, as you know, Matthew, his background was in cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he brings that sensibility to the, you know, he makes live action cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And with the bold colors and the wonderful cutting and the placement of the camera and everything, and that's where Jerry Lewis learned.
Yeah. And he was the perfect director forgery.
No question about it. All right. Well, that's great. That series is continuing. Three more of those at the library. And then, of course, the big one is coming up here. It's the season finale, if you will, the final screening of the season. Captain Blood on the big screen at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. Again, it's May 17th at 7:30. Rory Flynn, the youngest daughter of Errol Flynn, is going to be there. Taryn Power, the youngest, the daughter of Tyrone Power, is going to be there. There'll be a celebration of Olivia de Havilland's centennial, pre-music by Jay Warren, a raffle, and all kinds of other cool stuff. And if you want more information, you can go to parkridgeclassicfilm.com or just check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Matthew, congratulations on such a successful season, and I wish you the best. And anytime you have something you want to talk about, just let me know, and we'll get you on the show.
I will. Thank you so much, Nick. You have a great summer.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Take care. Matthew Hoffman, everybody, the programmer of Classic Film Series at the Pickwick Theater. I really, really love what this guy does. He showcases classic, wonderful movies. Bring your kids, bring your families. These are the kind of movies that you don't get to see on the big screen very often, especially at a beautiful theater like the Pickwick. So Captain Blood on May 17th at 7:30. Go on out and check it out. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.